This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Happy Wednesday to you. North America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour launch pad limbo. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Seattle to Savannah, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, DA. Everything we saying, DA. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. How are we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. Boy, we have got a great show for you coming up this morning. We're talking NFL draft. How about Florida State running back Jacques Patrick? He's going to be joining us coming up here in approximately 35 minutes from now. He has an amazing story in his road to college, through the Seminoles, and now into the NFL draft. Running back for the Seminoles, Jacques Patrick, is going to join us coming up here at approximately 40 minutes past the hour. This morning, we also wrap up the regular season of the Alliance. We've got AAF primetime coming your way next hour. This past weekend was week 10, or would have been. So we simulated, ran simulation of the final weekend of the regular season of the Alliance. So now we have a playoff schedule set. We've got the four postseason teams in the AAF, and we'll do that as part of Alliance Primetime coming up next hour on the show. And in doing so, we will dissect a curious answer from Oliver Luck yesterday here on this show concerning our theory surrounding Vince McMahon and Tom Dundon working in cahoots to end the AAF. I mean, also this morning in the NHL and NBA playoffs, oh, the Lightning! Oh, my! There's only one thing I love more than incredible comebacks in sports, and that is incredible chokes in sports. Oh, you Lightning! If you're not a hockey fan, you just missed one of the greatest gag jobs in sports history. Imagine being historically great over the course of the regular season, historically great, and then not winning a game in the first round of the playoffs. Imagine the 73-win Golden State Warriors a couple of years ago getting swept out of the first round. We'll talk about the historic Lightning choke coming up here in approximately 15 minutes. Next hour, Jamal Murray going off last night as the Denver Nuggets crawl back from a 19-point deficit against San Antonio. The Lakers could be worried about bringing in Ty Lue, and Ryan Fitzpatrick is now Ryan Fat Patrick.
Chubbo.
All of that coming up this morning here on the show. Any of those topics you want to weigh in on, let's do this at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. 227. Also, DA on CBS is on Twitter. Again, that's DA on CBS. And you see me at watchda.com holding Peeps marshmallow chicks in my hand. And you see me holding Death by Salsa. Available anytime, anywhere at watchda.com. And we are preparing for the onslaught tomorrow, the Death March, as Bogish and I will brave the most disgusting combination ever, Death by Salsa and Peeps. That we prepare for at the end of this week. But let's begin with the Portland Trailblazers. Because the Portland Trailblazers just went up 2-0 on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum get it done again for the Blazers. And they take both of the first games in Portland and a 2-0 series lead into Oklahoma City. And last night, the problem for the Thunder was their best player. Russell Westbrook, turnover after turnover after turnover. A terrible game for him. And add on top of the turnovers, shooting 5 of 20 from the field. Russell Westbrook had 6 turnovers and missed 15 shots from the field. And it was another easy victory, 114-94, a 20-point loss for the Thunder. People love Russell Westbrook. He's a triple-double machine.
You are a machine of death.
But Russell Westbrook can't win playoff games, let alone playoff series. And my question is this. Is Russ Westbrook the modern-day Dominique? It's where we begin your cold open.
McCollum has it, dribbling right, makes a move on Adams, pulls back, elbow jumper on the way, got it! 31 for McCollum, 105-89.
Obviously, turnovers are always going to hurt you when you're not getting a shot up at the basket. I think the other part of it for us was, I felt like we didn't move the ball as well as we needed to in the third quarter.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Blazers radio on the call. That was Billy Donovan after the game. Look, when I compare Russell Westbrook to Dominique Wilkins, this is what I mean. Everybody loved watching Dominique. I had a Dominique Wilkins poster. I had a Dominique Wilkins jersey. I loved watching Dominique Wilkins growing up. But when the Hawks got to the playoffs, you just knew it was all for naught. They never were really a contender. Never. You had the one wonderful matchup between Dominique and the Boston Celtics, and that the Hawks and the Celtics should have been power brokers of the Eastern Conference throughout the 80s. But Dominique was just never Michael. And Dominique wasn't on a good enough team like the Detroit Pistons Bad Boys. And Dominique was an individual great star, but you could shut him down in the playoffs. And we all love Dominique, and it wasn't really the era where you just take a baseball bat to a guy's legacy. And so Dominique was a fan favorite. Dominique was a tremendous human highlight reel, and you wanted to watch him, but you just knew it didn't matter in the playoffs because he wasn't going to elevate his team's game and he wasn't going to win games. And let me just give you Russell Westbrook's resume since Kevin Durant left. In 2017, they lost in the first round 4-1 as a 6 seed to the Rockets. Last year, they lost 4-2. As a 4 seed to the Jazz. And this year they're down 2-0 to the Portland Trailblazers. Since Kevin Durant left, Russell Westbrook has won 3 playoff games. 3. 3 playoff games. And Westbrook plays with a fury and a fire and a passion throughout the regular season that is a sight to behold. And I love it. I love watching it. But you just know now in the postseason, he doesn't elevate his team to the next level. As great as he is, he has not been able to elevate his team to that next level. And let's face it, the Thunder, since losing Kevin Durant and having Paul George, haven't even been able to crack the top three seeds in the Western Conference. So, I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it. I don't see the Thunder coming back from this deficit. Why? Because it wasn't like they lost close games. Just by going back home, everything's going to change. The Blazers are better. The Blazers with Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum are better than a Thunder team with Russell Westbrook and Paul George. And it's going to be the same thing. The Thunder are going to be one and done. And it's a sin and it's a shame that Kevin Durant left, because when they were together, they were in the conference finals every year. 4 out of 5 years, they were in the conference finals. And one of those years, they went to the NBA finals. And one of those years, they led the Warriors 3-1 and should have been able to close them out. And KD and Russ were a machine, and they were a freight train, and they were fun. But since KD left, Russell Westbrook's a great regular season player. He's a great statistical player in the regular season. But he's not a next level, elevate your team superstar that wins when it matters most. Another easy victory, and Westbrook was one of the biggest reasons it was easy. 6 turnovers, shot 5 of 20 yesterday in a 20-point loss in Portland. 855-212-4CBS, the phone number. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS. And big ups to Jamal Murray. We'll get into this in depth coming up next hour. But my God, Jamal Murray nearly single-handedly drags the Nuggets back from a 19-point deficit last night against San Antonio. And that would have been devastating to trail 2-0, having lost both the opening 2 games at home in Denver. And Murray's fourth quarter was incredible, sensational. We'll discuss coming up here an hour from now, but boy, Jamal Murray went off last night. That was special to watch. But man, when we come back, we got to talk about the choke job of the Lightning. This is iconic chokery. They were the President's Trophy winner, which means in hockey, the best regular season team. They not only lost in the first round, they got swept. I mean, We'll weigh in on this with Don Cherry a la mode coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Muffins, mornings, mothership.
I would definitely eat hot dogs out of a Stanley Cup.
Or, I got it. A giant hot cookie with scoops of vanilla ice cream.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
21 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Listen to us across the wonderful CBS Sports Radio affiliate network. Then also, if you can, on Sirius XM, channel 206. And on your phone, listening to us on radio.com or Apple Music or the CBS Sports app. There's so many different ways you can listen to the DA. It's pretty good, Damon.
That's very good, Damon.
It's an Ask the Pros Day, where you get to ask a question and I shall answer. Be listening later on to the show when we'll do that. Just simply tweet at me, DA on CBS. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service. At O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Oh, the Tampa Bay Lightning. throughout the regular season, they were a runaway train. Runaway train never coming. They were incredible. They were exciting. They were offensively loaded. They ran through their division. They set up the one seed in the Eastern Conference. They won the President's Trophy for the best regular season in the NHL. In fact, they had a historic amount of wins this year. And so coming into the playoffs, taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Blue Jackets had clinched a playoff spot in their second-to-last game of the regular season, game number 81. Clearly, this was going to be a mismatch, and the Lightning were in for a deep, long Stanley Cup playoff run.
Runaway train, never look back.
And when they jumped out to a 3-0 lead in game number one of the first period at home, again, this was over. After the Tampa Bay Lightning took a 3-0 lead going into the first intermission in game number one, the Columbus Blue Jackets outscored the best team in hockey 19-5 the rest of the way and finished off a 4-game sweep last night of the Lightning.
Hockey, they send it out to the neutral zone. It's picked up by Texier. He buries it. Winner, winner, who wants some turkey?
You got to remember, half the teams in the league are out, so everybody in the playoffs is good. They've earned their way here, so it's not in today's game with the parity. Like it's not unusual that a 8-1 anymore.
Oh boy, oh we're getting this. Oh God, we're getting this. That was Bob McGilligan on Blue Jackets Radio, and that was John Cooper after the loss. Epic chokery. Epic chokery. And when John Cooper had the gall, when he said, quote, when you have the amount of points we had, it's a blessing and a curse. You don't play really any meaningful hockey for a long time. Then all of a sudden you've got to amp it up. It's not an excuse. It's just reality. It's the way that it goes. That is an excuse. Oh, we didn't play any important games down the stretch. So how could we know what the playoffs were all about? You had a 3-0 lead after the first period in game number one at home, and you lost. And then when you had to get game number two at home, you lost again. And then when you had to get game number three on the road, you lost again, badly, 5-1. And then in game number four, to keep your season alive, you could not figure out ice cold Sergei Bobrovsky's, Bobrovsky's for everyone.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Don't make excuses. You got your butt kicked by an inferior team, and this is what makes the Stanley Cup playoffs so incredible. We just watched Virginia lose to UMBC four times. Four times. It wasn't like this is a one and done like the NFL playoffs. You had four chances, Lightning, and you lost all four. It's the first time ever a President's Trophy winner didn't win a game in the playoffs. Mraz is our Don Cherry a la Mo to break down the Stanley Cup playoffs. Let us put into perspective this epic chokery. Is this the biggest hockey choke that you can remember?
Yes, for one, because it's literally, never happened before. Nobody's ever won the President's Trophy. Forget having the most wins or tied for the most wins in NHL regular season history. Nobody's ever won the President's Trophy, which is the most points in the NHL throughout an entire season, whether you get 1 point for a tie, overtime loss, you know, depending on 2 points for a win, that has ever gotten swept in the first round of a playoff series in the first round. So, I know that kind of confused that a little bit. Nobody's ever done this. No best team in hockey has ever been swept out of the first round. Now you add in the fact that they might be the greatest regular season hockey team of all time, right up there with the early 70s Canadians, and you realize how ridiculous this is. And if you're just a football fan and maybe not a hockey fan, picture the 2007 Patriots playing their first playoff game versus the David Garrard Jaguars and losing 41-0, because that losing 41-3 after kicking a field goal on their first drive, because that's exactly what happened here. This is almost unheard of. And for anybody who wants to parachute in on their hockey hot take saying, well, this is why the hockey regular season doesn't matter because we always see upsets all the time. Yeah, we do see upsets a lot, but we've never seen something of this magnitude. This was insanity this past week.
Throughout the regular season, did you feel as though the Lightning were going to cruise into the conference finals? I don't want to say the Stanley Cup final, but did you think they were going to cruise into the conference final?
I picked them to win the Stanley Cup pre-playoffs. There's no cruising in the NHL. So could I have seen them taking out the Blue Jackets in six games as opposed to, you know, four or five? Sure. I never thought they'd lose in the first round. I thought their second round series versus the winner of Leafs Bruins would be pretty epic, but I still thought they'd get through. I thought at a minimum, Tampa Bay Lightning would be in the conference final. I at a minimum.
Is this more or less embarrassing than the 07 Patriots losing in the Super Bowl?
This is more embarrassing. Because you also had to lose four times for it to happen, and not only that, you lost four times in a row without even getting a win. At least the 07 Patriots can make the case any given Sunday, one day it could happen. Sure. So if they lost one game in this series or two games in a series, that's the same kind of deal. You have to lose four times for this to happen.
And the Patriots at least made the Super Bowl.
Correct. Correct.
More or less embarrassing than the Falcons choking away 28-3 a couple of years ago in the Super Bowl.
I think this is more embarrassing than that. I really do.
Because, again, the Falcons made the
Super Bowl. They had a 28-3 lead. It was the epic Patriots coming back on them. This is more embarrassing than that.
More or less embarrassing than Virginia last year against UMBC.
I still think that's more embarrassing. Because we also never saw 16 versus 1. It's still a Virginia powerhouse ACC team losing to Maryland, Baltimore County.
The one in college basketball is far separated from the 16, where
correct.
The one in hockey is not as separated from the 8.
And Columbus at least is coached by a Stanley Cup winner who also won with the Lightning and John Tortorella. So that is Virginia. It's going to be hard to live that down. But Virginia came back and won the national title this year. So we kind of forget the salt on the wound with that a little bit. That's a lot of pressure on Tampa Bay to go through another 82 games next year just to get to the playoffs and hope in this grueling situation they could rebound themselves. This is, I would say, this is top three choke jobs of all time in sports, and we've seen two of them in the last 2 years.
I would agree. This is epic chokery. And by the way, as Marash just mentioned, Columbus's head coach is John Tortorella, who won the Stanley Cup in Tampa Bay. The Lightning won the Stanley Cup more than a decade ago, and their head coach is John Tortorella, and Torts just did it to him. Torts, who, if he's your coach, you love him. If he's not your coach, you hate him, just stuck it right up the tailpipe of his former franchise.
And it should be noted that within the final week of the trade deadline, all the talk was that the Blue Jackets were actually going to sell. Because their best forward and their goaltender are free agents, and they were going to sell and get pieces and give up on this year. Instead, they made a trade to add a couple pieces from the Senators that kind of surprised a lot of people, and they went all in, and now they're getting dividends paid.
Torts! Freaking Torts!
This room smells of BO.
He just authored one of the greatest upsets in sports history, sweeping the President's Trophy Tampa Bay Lightning after having led the Lightning to a Stanley Cup more than a decade ago. You couldn't write it. Oh, Tampa Bay. Oh, and props to Columbus, because after that first period, they could have totally just packed it in game number one. They fought tooth and nail, and that switched the series. Because had they lost that game number one, who knows what happens the rest of the way. Instead, they took the soul from Tampa Bay, put him on the defensive, and Sergei Ice Cold Bobrovsky was unflappable in this series. Wow. The Columbus Blue Jackrabbits getting it done. When we come back here on the show, Florida State running back Jacques Patrick had an amazing story en route to the NFL draft and a combine snub. We'll discuss coming up here next with him and continue taking your phone calls and takes on the NBA and NHL postseason from last night.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Little wet, little drippy, 24/7.
You think that she might think that he's looking at her as like attractive,
and in her dismissive way,
oh,
was like,
wow.
Yeah,
cards
you
on
do
the
like
table,
that fat boy.
Whoa, it was big boy.
Big
whoa,
boy, big boy.
I know what she said out loud, just questioning what she was thinking in her head.
On CBS Sports Radio,
40 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much, as always, for finding time for us here on a busy morning, I'm sure, for you guys. We appreciate the loyalty very much. And as always, you can watch the show on any device, anywhere, at watchda.com. If you've been checking out the simulcast over the last couple of months, let's say, you've seen upgraded toys around, which is nice. The simulcast has become very popular. Our bosses are loving the fact that you can watch this show anywhere. It's perfect for the digital age. You know, if we were just on television, it's hard to always be able to watch live TV on your phone. There's a lot of cable provider nonsense, username, subscription-based stuff. It's not always compatible with your browsers. But for us, digital only, it's great because it's all web-based. It's all digital-based, and you don't have to sign up for anything. So you can always watch the show easily on a smart TV, on a laptop, on a PC, on a tablet, on your phone. So we've gotten really good feedback on this. Very popular simulcast. The bosses are really happy. People are watching. They're loving it. We're getting a lot of buzz around the industry for it. So they said, we'll invest for you guys, and that was great. So you'll see new toys around basically every day. Over the last couple of weeks, you've seen basically an oversized, if not life-size, caricature statue of me behind me, where essentially it's a cartoon fathead of me as I'm driving a spaceship. And that's right to the left of me in the studio every single day. And now behind Merez and Pete the Body Bilotti stands an enormous DA show insignia, a huge logo that they have put back there, which looks amazing. We've got signage all over the place now, and we're even tinkering because Cap back on the watchda.com stream is a wizard. We've even started to experiment with a green screen situation to make it real loopy and real bizarre. Perhaps you've watched Alliance Primetime with Mraz and Bogish and seen lightning bolts dart across the screen and huge spotlights and sirens. I mean, the whole thing is a real hoot. Really is.
The da.
So if you're watching, you're noticing all the cool new gadgets and gadgets around here. And that's why the bosses finally said, you know what? You guys got something cooking. Let's go. Let's do it. And we said, let's go! Kind of like Robbie Rosenhaus last year eating Death by Salsa.
Oh, let's go. Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Geico.com, 15 minutes. You could save 15% or more on car insurance. Here's a little stat that Shermanator has tweeted at me. DA, did you know? And this is from NHLPR. The Blue Jackets are the fourth team ever in NHL history to sweep the regular season's number one seed in a best-of-seven series. The other three teams that did that won the Stanley Cup. What a great stat. This has happened three other times. In 1995. The Devils won the Stanley Cup. In 1988, the Edmonton Oilers won the Stanley Cup. And in 1970, the Boston Bruins won the Stanley Cup. This has happened three times ever. Not the first round, obviously, at any point in the playoffs. If you sweep the number one seed in the playoffs, the three other times, you win the cup. Although I think at least one of these times was actually in the Stanley Cup final. I think the Devils did that in the Stanley Cup final against the Red Wings of that year. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. John tweets, the Columbus Blue Jackrabbits just swept my Tampa Bay Lightning. How could it happen? No excuses. This was historically bad. Hashtag how could it happen. Hashtag it's a disgrace. Hashtag death by rabbit.
How could it
happen? The reason we're calling them the Columbus Blue Jackrabbits is last year in the postseason, I was watching the playoffs on the couch of the Bourbon Bell. And she said, who's the Columbus team? And I said, you want to guess? So we went through this whole thing. We got to blue. And then she saw the Jack, and she guessed the Jackrabbits. And I said, yes, honey, it's the Columbus Blue Jackrabbits that are playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Our next guest is a Florida State running back. He had a very successful career in Tallahassee. He's a big body at 6'3", 225, and has an amazing story en route to entering the NFL draft. Jacques Patrick joins us here on the show from Florida State. Good morning, Jacques. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, bud. Thanks so much for joining us. And what a road it has been for you. You know, you didn't even get invited to the combine, and you had other players on your team invited to the combine. I know that disappointed you. What was your feeling? What was your emotion when you learned you were not invited there?
For me, it was disappointment. It was a disappointment, to be honest. And I just felt like, you know, the chips were going to fall in line regardless of that situation. And I just, you know, it just gave me more time to work harder, you know, and prepare myself, you know, for the pro day that I was able to have. And I'm just thankful, you know, for the opportunity. You know, obviously, you go to a university like Florida State, you know, all 32 teams show up at your pro day. So it was, that opportunity was a blessing, and I got a chance to show my talents in front of all the teams.
It's a cool attitude to take where you're not focusing on that as a negative, that you found a silver lining, you found a positive saying, okay, no combine for me. That allows me more time to work out. Did you come to that silver lining yourself, or did somebody else kind of help you walk through it and get to that point?
It was just a matter of realizing, like, I can't change what already happened. And I was down there training with guys that at the same position as me that got invited to the combine. And, you know, I felt, you know, my competitive nature, I felt like I was better than, you know, those guys. So, like, That just opened my eyes to the fact that all I just need is the opportunity to show my talent. You know what I'm saying? These guys don't have a chance at the combine, obviously, and then they get a chance at the pro day, but I just needed one opportunity. I just needed one opportunity to show my talent, you know. And I, unfortunately, it wasn't at the combine, but I got that chance at the pro day, and I feel like I impressed, you know, just the way I carried myself and the way I approached it and the way I entered the pro day. You know, I put in so much work, you know, throughout the pre-draft process. You know, I just want to go out there and show everybody that all the work that I put in, because it did take a lot just to get to this point I'm at today.
Jacques Patrick joins us this morning here on the show from Florida State, running back entry of the NFL draft. Also, you dealt with injury over the course of your college career. In 2017, you tore cartilage in your knee, and then you were done for the rest of the season. That was not an easy thing to overcome. How did you do that mentally, being able to come back from that injury, handle that, and come back and be productive the next season?
Well, that injury, it was a funny injury, because I got the injury in the middle of the Louisville game, and I knew something was wrong. But my, you know, when you're playing on a lot of adrenaline, so you know you can just keep fighting through it. But it was times throughout that Louisville game that I knew, like, it was something really wrong. And then, like, towards the end of the game, you know, I was able to, you know, give, like, two crucial plays. And I had to come out because I could barely run. And then, you know, A couple plays later, we had Mr. Sands with our two younger freshmen. We fumbled the ball and we lost the game, man. And that was just like, it hurt me because I felt like that was on me because I felt like if I was in there, that wouldn't have happened. But then the next day, I remember going, we had a team meeting because we were playing, we had a Friday game coming up next week versus Boston College. And Coach Fisher pulled me in a side room and we were just talking. And I remember I was just eating the sandwich that they had provided for us. I was eating it so fast. And he was like, "Man, you look hungry." And I was like, "Yeah, Coach, I am. I ate all day." And he was just like, "Yeah, man. So I got the news on your knee. You're gonna need surgery." And I just like instantly started crying. And the first thing I asked him, I was like, "Coach, I still play on it, even if I need surgery." And, you know, knowing the situation, he just said, "Yeah." But obviously, you know, after talking to the doctor, he told me I was going to need season ending surgery. And the craziest part about this story is he told me I was going to be out 4 to 6 months. And I never forget that feeling, man. It was a terrible feeling, like just knowing like the uncertainty of the whole situation. But long story short, I remember waking up out of surgery, and the doctor was telling me I was able to walk, and I felt fine, man. I got up and I was walking, and 2 weeks later, I was back playing, you know, by the grace of God, I was back playing, and I was able to finish that season. And I tell you, that was the best feeling ever, just being able to be out there and help your teammates. But it was an eye-opener just to understand how this game could be taken away from you at any moment. So you got to cherish every snap. And that was just like, that moment right there changed my career for the better. I cherish every snap I'm out there because I know how it feels not to be able to play, you know, and have a scary injury. You know, the injury they said I was supposed to be out 4 to 6 months. And I was fortunate to miss two because of the injury. It was an old injury. So injury I've been planning on for who knows how long. And they were in there going there and fix it by the grace of God.
That's amazing, man. What a story. Jacquez Patrick joining us this morning on the show from Florida State, running back entering the NFL draft. It has never been easy for you. You came into Florida State as the number three running back in your recruiting class, and you've had to back up Dalvin Cook. You split time with Cam Akers. You were never the number one overall guy in Tallahassee. Was that difficult to share carries and share time with other guys?
When I first came in, you know, it was different because in high school I was the main guy and I was able to get those 20 carries a game that, you know, it's kind of important for a running back to get, you know, for a guy my style to get carries because I get better with carries. And for me, it was difficult at first because I was playing with a guy that was playing at such a high level, a Heisman-like level, and I wouldn't say I didn't anticipate it. I just, you know, I wasn't ready for that, you know. And as my freshman season went on, it matured me, made me a better player. And unfortunately, he had injuries, you know, throughout that year that gave me opportunities to play. And I actually got to start a game as a freshman, which was pretty cool. But it just helped me as a player, just the way I had to carry myself every day to come to work, because I know I had to have a perfect week of practice just to even have a chance to play, because he was just that dominant and he was playing at such a high level. And then when my time came to become a starter, I had that same approach, you know, with Akers, because he came in as a young guy and he still had to learn a lot of things. And you know, he was fortunate able to, you know, to be able to play with me. And we bounced off each other, you know, for 2 years, just like me and Cook did. And, I mean, my time in Tallahassee was wonderful playing with, you know, great running backs, you know what I'm saying? Because at the next level, there's going to be great running backs everywhere. And it's just the way I prepared to play on a daily basis, I think it's going to give me an advantage at the next level because I practice like I play in the games. And that's where my preparation has always been key.
Very cool, man. Your story is inspiring. It's never come easy for you, and yet you keep finding a way to get it done, man. Jacquez Patrick joining us here from Florida State, Best of luck entering the NFL draft, buddy. We will be following your story, my man. Thanks so much for taking time out for us today.
No problem, man. It was a pleasure to be on it.
Appreciate you. Jarquez Patrick joining us here from Florida State. When we come back here on the show, last night the Denver Nuggets avoided disaster. They almost went down 2-0, losing both of their first two games at home to the San Antonio Spurs. Instead, Jamal Murray happened. We'll discuss his remarkable night in his fourth quarter coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.